This is Shelbyville. Let's listen to John Shaganabby, D.K. Sprague, and Andrew Sprague talking about some Native American history.
Going back several generations, probably into the 1700s, 1600s, the Potawatomi Nation encompassed pretty much southern Michigan, northern Indiana, northern Ohio, parts of Illinois. Our band is a particular group that was led by a chief called Machi Benashewish. Prior to European contact, he was pretty much the chief that led the tribe. He was also part of a group called the Three Fires Confederacy. This group, it was more like a military alliance to fight the insurgent people in this area. What led us to this area is that he had a village in Kalamazoo, which was called the Machi Benashewish Reservation. This area in Gun Lake was always an area that was settled by not only Potawatomi, but Ottawa people too. We've always been in this area. This is a significant part of the history because of the waterways of the Kalamazoo, Grand River, Thornapple River, and Gun Lake.
We didn't live in teepees here. We lived in wigwams. And we traveled with the rivers, with canoes, and we walked. Primarily, we didn't really have horses either. A wigwam basically is just a small, rounded structure that's young trees would be, you know, put in the ground and bent over and tied and then covered with bark or with leaves or with whatever. As opposed to, you know, as a teepee where the Western tribes had, that was entirely different. The tribe was migratory. I mean, we had winter camps and summer camps, and they went to harvest and to hunt, so they did move around. But actually, I guess we always did come back to Bradley.
We believed more in spirits. We believed in, like, seven grandfathers, which contributes a little bit to the Big Dipper. That was, like, our constellation, because there were seven stars. And it was just basically seven steps of life, through life, that we learn from an infant to adulthood to elderly wisdom and everything dealing in that sort of life.
I think what the treaty times were significant in this area because it kind of defined the government's relationship with Machi Benashewish and his band. One significant treaty was the 1795 treaty at Greenville, which was in Ohio. That was a peace treaty. It stopped the war process, and then it also gave several commitments to the treaty signatories. And subsequent to that, 1821, there was a treaty called, it's called 1821 Treaty. It outlined a reservation for Machi Benashewish and his band, which is a 3 mile square area in Kalamazoo, Michigan. After that, 1828 treaty ceded the Machi Benashewish reservation for another parcel of land south of Kalamazoo. I think the major event that happened in history was the 1833 treaty, which was the removal treaty. There was also a federal act and treaties that were signed that the policy of the United States government was to move all Indians west of the Mississippi River. Machi Benashewish refused to sign this treaty. Instead of being relocated, forcibly removed out west, he decided to stay in this area and eventually had a village in Cooper, a village in Plainwell, a village in Martin. And in the mid-1830s, his band settled in the Bradley area. And what's significant about why the tribe was allowed to stay is that, well, first of all, he just flat-out refused to move. And also, they were seek refuge under the Episcopalian Church, the missionaries. We are one of eight bands of Potawatomi nationwide. We have sister tribes that were relocated in Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Kansas. We have some in northern Michigan. We have two tribes besides us in lower southwest Michigan. And then we have a lot of Potawatomi that are in Canada. Removal times came, a lot of Potawatomi fled to Canada. So every year, which is a really interesting thing, all the bands of Potawatomi get together and have a gathering every year.
If you're interested in going to Gun Lake, take 124th Avenue East and then return to the trail. Once you're ready to move on, check the tour route location map for your next site and watch for the tour route signs. I'll meet you up ahead.